broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning. Thursday, July the 27th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour. And we're having a great morning this morning. We're giving away tickets to Clint Black at the Ohio State Fair tonight, 7 p.m. at the Celeste Center. How about that? Tonight at 7 p.m. at the Celeste Center, we'll be doing the drawing for these tickets in less than an hour here at 9:55. We've got three people in so far, but you can get into by answering country music trivia. Now, I'm going to play another little bit of a Clint Black song here. Now, I can play a little bit of it. I cannot play the whole song. But here's a little more Clint Black, what you would be hearing tonight if you should win the tickets to the Clint Black concert.
Therefore, I'll have to go till I'm sure those eyes won't cry. And in my mind, I've left enough to know that I can't leave you. The bad
song is a little depressing, but you know what? It's Clint Black, and he's tonight, and he's at the Ohio. We'll play that song at my funeral, or maybe my last show. You know, I leave with a bad goodbye every morning, so Clint Black's got nothing on me every morning. Bad goodbye on this show, but you know, when I kick off, when it is really time to head for the dugout, then we can play that at the funeral. That'll be nice. Holy mackerel. All right, Clint Black tickets to give away at the Ohio State Fair. We've got three people in, and we've got country music trivia galore here this morning. Okay, what questions do we not have answered so far? Okay, here we go. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard country chart in 1975 with which song? Okay, that's the first question. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard country chart in 1975 with which song? The other question, which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? Those are the two questions, 17 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you get the question right, you could win a pair of tickets to Clint Black tonight at the Ohio State Fair on us. My goodness, wouldn't that be fun? Go ahead, caller.
I'll guess Willie Nelson.
Not Willie Nelson, but a good guess. Did you like that Clint Black song better?
Yeah, I could hear that one a lot better.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, when I kick off, that'll be good. We can play that at my funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? You got to have some music there, upbeat.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Have them jumping around, you know, the people and the...
Yeah, well, listen, when I die, people will be jumping around anyway. It won't take much.
Yeah, we had a church down home. I don't know what it was, but they called them the Holy Roller. They said they would roll in the aisle, you know what I mean? They
oh,
the
yes.
Tongues or something. And my uncles, they would go and... I had windows, you know, go stand outside and stuff, but I never, you know, was around the church, went by it or something, but yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling when I die, they'll be rolling in the aisles anyway. It'll just be one of
jumping
those
around.
You're jumping for joy. He's finally gone. Hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, two songs here left to go. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which song? I wouldn't get that one, but that's one of the questions. Which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I should mention that out there in listener land this morning, we have had two people actually get the Eagles song right. Mary, our longtime listener, has gotten the Eagles question right. And, I think a new listener out there, Wendy, has gotten the Eagles song right, the Eagles question right. But we don't have it right on the air yet. And that's what we got to do. We got to get it right on the air to get an entrant into the competition here to win two tickets to Clint Black tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Clint Black, Emily Ann Roberts, 2023 Ohio State Fair, Celeste Center, Thursday, July the 27th at 7 p.m. All right, does anybody know the answers to either one of those questions? Big ticket giveaway here today. Two hard questions, apparently. We had Willie Nelson guessed. Not Willie Nelson. Does anybody know who it is? Clint Black tickets are the big giveaway today. So again, the two questions on the table. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which song? I've never heard this song, so the fact that it was number one is kind of interesting. And number two here, the second question, which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? Who is it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, the prize today, 9:55, we will be doing a drawing for tickets to see Clint Black tonight at the Ohio State Fair. 7 p.m. kickoff at the Celeste Center. Clint Black, country music legend. And I've been looking at some of his songs here this morning. They're very interesting, some of these songs. Maybe this is the right answer coming our way. Boy, let's hope so. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't know when these people died, but I'm going to say Kenny Rogers. I don't know if he was dead before that or not.
Not Kenny Rogers, but not a bad guess.
Now, is he an older person? Because if it's the younger ones, I probably wouldn't know.
Well, he's not terribly young, but not terribly old either.
More like in the Garth Brooks area,
yeah,
not the real older ones.
Yeah, I think probably in the Garth Brooks era.
Yeah, I think I heard that not too long ago when I was on the TV and stuff, and I can't remember. I just thought those two, they're older. They're probably okay.
All right. Let's see if anything comes up here. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which song? I don't think we're ever going to get that one. And then the other question is, which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? And I thank our new friend out there this morning, Wendy, for listening. She just supplied me with some information. This person is 61. If you want to know the age, the person is 61 who took over for Glenn Frey in the Eagles when he kicked off. When he had hopefully he didn't have a bad goodbye, as the Clint Black song says there. 23 minutes past the hour. Who's going to get in the competition here to win these Clint Black tickets? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, what a great gift to give to somebody if you can't go tonight. What a great present to yourself to be able to head down to Columbus tonight. Go to this concert. You know, you get into the fair for free with these tickets. It's a lot of fun. And I know Marion loves their country music. We are just hung up on these two songs here. Two answers. I keep saying songs. They're questions. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which song? Which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? And thanks to Wendy out there this morning, 61 years old. This person is 61 years old. If you're looking for an age range. Does anybody want to go to Clint Black tonight? We've got three entrants already in, and we've got multiple ticket giveaways coming up at 9:55 a.m. this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the answers? I don't think we have the answers. Although, as I said earlier, Mary and Wendy both did get the question right. Oh, and Abby. Abby did get the question right. She Googled it, but she did get it right. How did that... She said that his son took over. So I don't know if she really did get it right. She Googled it. But you know what? That's okay. That happens. Should we throw another question in here? Apparently these two questions are just hanging people up. Okay. Let's throw this one out there and see what happens. Who rose to fame with their debut single, She's in Love with the Boy, in 1991? Who did that? There's another singer for you. Country music. Who rose to fame with their debut single, She's in Love with the Boy, in 1991? So, that's been a little while ago now, 32 years. What? Who was that? Has anybody heard that song? I'm getting the dings online. Wait a second here. Clint Black is 61 years old, and the answer to the Eagles question is 66. So thank you, Wendy, for updating our information there. 66 is the age of the person who was with the Eagles, and Clint Black is 61. Well, hey, he's still out there getting it done. That's all you need to know. Who's got the answers here? Does anybody know the "Who's She's in Love with the Boy" song answer? Oh, my. maybe some difficult questions here this morning. Well, we got three people entered in hour number one, but hour number two has been a little more difficult here to get correct answers. Who rose to fame with their debut single, She's in Love with the Boy, in 1991? Which singer, who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist, was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard country chart in 1975 with which song? Does anybody have the answers to any of these questions? Country music trivia. Well, you know, it's tough because you got to know country music to get these answers right. Now, we blew right through the first nine questions and got three people entered this morning. But these questions seem to be slowing people down here this morning. Fair admission included, Clint Black, Emily Ann Roberts, tonight, the Ohio State Fair at the Celeste Center, 7 p.m. kickoff. Clint Black, 61 years old. All right. Who's got the answer? Is anybody going to even venture an answer at any one of these questions? Just take a guess. Who knows? You might be right. Who's to say? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I wonder, when you go and see Clint Black now, I wonder if that's a kind of a tribute show. In that, I wonder if a lot of the songs he sings are just older tunes. You know, I don't know. I don't know how that all works out. But I do know we have hit a wall with the country music trivia here this morning. But you know, it's hard because you really got to know your stuff. You got to know your music. And that can be difficult. And I don't know. Well, and I guess you got to be available tonight to go see Clint Black. Well, I'll tell you this. You can call in, and if you don't want the tickets, that's fine as well. If you know the answer to any of these questions, you can just call in. And if you don't want the tickets, that's fine. Whew, I'll tell you. Now, see, online, we're getting plenty of people who do know the answers to these questions. Right now, we've got Mary and Wendy out there who definitely know the answers to these questions. All right, maybe this is a correct answer. Let's hope so. Go ahead, caller.
Trisha Yearwood and Vince Gill.
Yes, Trisha Yearwood and Vince Gill. All right, that knocks two of them out. Thanks.
But don't put me in the drawing.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, bye.
All right, Trisha Yearwood and Vince Gill. Yes, those were the answers. Who rose to fame with their debut single, She's in Love with the Boy, in 91? That's Trisha Yearwood. And which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? That was Vince Gill, 66 years of age. All right, let's add some more questions here. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard country music chart in 1975 with which song? Okay, and now we'll add another question here. In the late 60s and early 70s, Dolly Parton had a regular spot on which country singer's weekly TV show? Now that might be answerable. I don't know. Depends on who's out there answering. In the late 60s and early 70s, Dolly Parton had a regular spot on which country singer's weekly TV show? All right, well, maybe somebody knows this one. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Porter Wagner Show.
Boy, I don't even remember Porter Wagner. That's a tough
one.
No, what did he sing?
He sang that one. Let me think. The one I liked of him. He was real tall and slim. What was that song? I go off sometimes singing it, and I can't think of it now. The Green, Green Grass of Home.
Oh, okay.
That's what I like to hear him sing.
And he was on with Dolly Parton.
Yeah, because first time I saw her, I was up here. And she was had short hair, and she was like flat-chested, you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to see the old, sometimes you can get the old, when I click on a block, I can get those old country, some of the old shows way back and stuff. Yeah, you wouldn't think that when you see her, you wouldn't think it, you know, totally different.
So you're saying Dolly's probably had some work done?
Yeah, I'd say a little.
Maybe a lot with what we've seen of Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I'll have to see sometime if I can catch her again. But sometimes I click on a box and it'll have, you know, that country diner or something, or it'll Bill Anderson. He'll have all those. Most of them are dead now, but you know, he have all these old singers and stuff.
It's not bad. Well, no, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Uh huh.
All right. Yeah, I think Dolly Parton might have had a lot of work. Because if she was flat-chested back in those days, I think a lot of work has probably happened there. All right, next question. Whose album, Not a Moment Too Soon, featuring the number one record of the same name, was the best-selling country music album of 1994? How about that? There's another one. Whose album, Not a Moment Too Soon, featuring the number one record of the same name, was the best-selling country music album of 1994. Now, we've got Clint Black tickets tonight at the Ohio State Fair, 7 p.m. at the Celeste Center. 740-751-4038. And we're going to do the drawing here at 9:55 and give away some of these tickets. Whose album, Not a Moment Too Soon, featuring the number one record of the same name, was the best-selling country music album of 1994? And is anybody going to throw this other question out for us? Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which hit song? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, you got it. Thanks.
And also, I don't know what she saw when she saw that Dolly Parton thing, but maybe Dolly had something to make her look flat-chested, but she has never been flat-chested. And she also had to have breast reduction surgery, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yes. Yes, she admitted to all of her plastic surgery. She's not ashamed of them, but she had reduction, not enhancement.
Well, that's interesting. So even though she might have appeared to be flat-chested on the Porter Wagoner show, she was not.
That's great.
Well, that's interesting. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, there you go. See, the things you learn listening to this show, we just get right into it here every morning. All right. Whose album, Not a Moment Too Soon, featuring the number one record of the same name, was the best-selling country music album of 1994? That was Tim McGraw. We got that. Okay. Let's throw another one out here. There's Your Trouble, Cowboy Take Me Away, and Landslide were hit records for which country music group? You know, I did like when this group did Landslide. I think that was a remake. Somebody else did Landslide. There's Your Trouble, Cowboy Take Me Away, and Landslide were hit records for which country music group? 740-751-4038. And again, the old question here. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975. With which song? I'll tell you, Wendy and Mary knocking these dead this morning here online, to be sure. No doubt about that. All right. Go ahead, caller.
That was the Dixie Chicks.
That one. Now, have you ever heard them do Landslide? I think that's a great song.
I've heard them do Landslide. I haven't heard them do the other ones, but I have heard Landslide.
I think Landslide is great. Are you a country music fan?
I am. I like the older ones, like Alabama and all them.
You know, do you think Clint Black will draw a big crowd tonight?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that should be fun. Well, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, now we got another entrant into the competition here. It was the Dixie Chicks. Absolutely. There's Your Trouble, Cowboy Take Me Away, and Landslide were hit records for the Dixie Chicks. Okay, next song. Why do I keep saying next song? Next question. Tommy beats up the Gatlin brothers after they assault his woman, Becky, in which Kenny Rogers hit song? My goodness, that is the most confusing question in the world. Tommy beats up the Gatlin brothers after they assault his woman, Becky, in which Kenny Rogers hit song? Woo. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
That's The Gambler.
Not The Gambler.
No.
No.
Okay.
Good guess. Not the Gambler. Tommy beats up the Gatlin brothers after they assault his woman, Becky, in which Kenny Rogers hit song. Does anybody know what that is? 740-751-4038. Then we've got our other long-term question here, dating back to almost the beginning this morning. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country chart in 1975 with which song? Go ahead, caller.
That's Coward of the County.
Coward of the County. I don't think I've ever even heard that song.
Oh, yeah. It's a really good song.
Good one. Coward of the County. Well, hey, thank you.
Yes.
Coward of the County. That is exactly right. That's the Kenny Rogers song. Okay, here's another one for you. Which country legend died in a plane crash at the age of 30 on March the 5th, 1963? Clint Black tickets today hang in the balance. Which country legend died in a plane crash at the age of 30 on March the 5th, 1963? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Mary and Wendy out here are knocking these dead online. Now, you know, I don't know. Well, it's the way it goes some days, I guess. Doing well, though. We've got some competitors. I like a good competitive instinct. All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline, yes, and we had one earlier. Who was it? Hank Williams, who died at a rather young age as well.
Yes.
Yep, we got it. Patsy Cline, thank you. Patsy Cline, absolutely. All right, well, let's see if this person also has the answer of Patsy Cline. Go ahead. Well, we lost that one. Maybe they had Patsy Cline as well. Okay. Which singer, known as the First Lady of Country Music, is best known for the song Stand By Your Man? How about that? Which singer, known as the First Lady of Country Music, is best known for the song Stand By Your Man? Well, I don't think we need to Google that one. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Again, the prize today, Clint Black tickets, Ohio State Fair tonight, 7 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man. Thank you. Tammy Wynette, absolutely, Stand By Your Man. Okay. And here comes another call. Let's see, maybe does this person have the same answer or... Go ahead, caller. You know, they must just be a step behind our other caller there. Okay. Next question here. Which influential star had several stints in a juvenile detention center when growing up, as well as spending time in San Quentin Prison from 1958 to 1960 before turning his life around and finding success in country music? Now, who did that? That's very interesting. Which influential star had several stints in juvenile detention centers when growing up, as well as spending time in San Quentin Prison from 1958 to 1960 before turning his life around and finding success in country music? Who did that? Now, that might be a little more difficult of a question. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard, that's right. You got it. Merle Haggard. My goodness. Merle Haggard was the answer to that. That was kind of a tough one. Okay. Next question here. In 2007, which singer released a collaborative album called Raising Sand with Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin fame? Now, this might be a little more difficult. In 2007, which singer released a collaborative album called Raising Sand with Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin fame? Who did that? 740-751-4038. Well, and then we've got this old question hanging out here. If anybody would like to try to take a shot at it. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country chart in 1975 with which song? Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country chart in 1975 with which song? We've had that question for quite a while. Now, this song, or this question, is number 19. In 2007, which singer released a collaborative album called Raising Sand with Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin fame? Go ahead, caller.
Blanket on the Ground.
Blanket on the Ground was that Billy Joe Spears song. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, it took us a long time to get that one. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we finally got the Billy Joe Spears thing, Blanket on the Ground. Okay. We'll add another question here, 45 minutes past the hour. Which two country stars had a massive worldwide hit in 1983 with the Bee Gees' penned song, Islands in the Stream? Who did that? Let's see if we find out here. Go ahead, caller.
Alison Krauss.
Alison Krauss for the last one. You got it. Alison Krauss did the Led Zeppelin fame Robert Plant, Raising Sand with Robert Plant. That was Alison Krauss. Absolutely. All right. Whew. A lot of questions here. A lot of answers. Go ahead, caller.
Dolly and Kenny.
Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. That's right. Islands in the Stream. Islands in the Stream, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. Okay. Well, that brings an end to our... Well, let's see here. We're getting another call. Let's take it. Okay. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
She already got it.
Oh, was somebody singing in the background there? That was interesting.
Yes, somebody was singing.
That was good. What were they singing there?
Islands in the Stream.
Oh, that was good. Well, I'm glad we brought some fun to the office this morning.
Yeah, she was... Yep.
That was good. Thanks. I heard some singing in the office there. All right, we're going to... Okay, we did the 20 country music trivia questions, and we got them all here. And we've got people entered to win the Clint Beck Black tickets. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do here real quick. Stay with me here. Okay. Well, maybe stay with me here. If I can find this quickly here. We are going to play something here, I hope. Okay, and then we're going to switch over to some Family Feud here. Okay, here we go. A little more Clint Black so I can switch over to Family Feud. Stay with us. Here we go. Say again, I have no idea what that song means. It's a black song, but I know the country music, and I think it has something to do with relationships. And as I've said before, the best part of any relationship is the end, the taillights. So I have to agree with old Clint Black there on that one. All right, we're going to do some Family Feud here to wrap this up. Boy, it's 49 minutes past the hour. This show's flying by. Okay, let's see here. Name something you use to tell time. Five answers, 740-751-4038. You can get entered to win Clint Black tickets tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Name something you use to tell time. Five big answers, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who knows what they use to tell time? As the time goes through the hourglass on our show this morning, they're singing in the office. I like that. Name something you use to tell time. Five answers. Maybe we threw people by switching from country music trivia to Family Feud. Name something you use to tell time. Five answers. Now, none of these are very difficult, to be honest with you. Name something you use to tell time. Tickets to Clint Black hang in the balance here today. With 10 minutes left to go, name something you use to tell time. Well, let's see. Does anybody know something they use to tell time? I hope so. Well, the phones are still there, so we're just waiting for your answers. Name something you use to tell time. Okay, here we go. Now we're caught up. Go ahead, caller.
A watch.
A watch, absolutely. Number six, or number four on the, no, number two on the list. Number two on the list. Number two on the list is watch. Name something you use to tell time. Watch is number two. Four other answers to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What else might you use to tell time? All right, go ahead.
A clock.
Clock, number one on the list. Clock is number one on the list here today, 52 minutes past the hour. Name something you use to tell time. Clock number one, watch number two. Now, when I go off the air today at 10:15, you can pick up your Clint Black tickets. Because you'll want to get these tonight. You can pick up your Clint Black tickets in the Meyer parking lot over by where Ryan's used to be. I believe it's the Tri-Rivers Daycare Center now. But over where Ryan's and Ponderosa used to be in that area, 10:15 this morning, as soon as we go off the air, you'll want to get over there. You'll have 15 minutes to pick up your Clint Black tickets. And we're going to do that drawing here in about 5 minutes. All right. Name something you use to tell time. Name something you use to tell time. Does anybody know the answer? We've got clock and we've got watch. Three other answers. What are they? What are the three other answers? Things you use to tell time. Now remember, if you don't want to be entered in the competition, no problem. Just call in and answer a question if you like. With about 7 minutes left in the program here this morning. Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
All the hunting I've done all my life, I've watched the sun. You could tell time approximately.
You know, the sun is number 5 on the list.
Okay. And Scott, I just think of just a second. Our oldest daughter, she's working the high division of wildlife down at the state fair and other officers, and she wasn't able to go. And yesterday, the rest of our family, they're baling hay, and so they run around 4,000 to 6,000 bales a year. So they won't be able to go. So some of the questions I ask, I don't have anyone to give them to.
Okay, no problem. No problem at all. You know, like I say, if you want the tickets, that's fine. If you want to give them to somebody else, that's fine. However you want to do it. Or if you just want to play along with the trivia, we certainly don't mind that. Name something you use to tell time. Clock, watch, and sun are on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. It's Charlene.
Yes.
Your phone.
Yes, mobile phone is on the list at number 3. And your,
okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
I know I still have my Del Taco out there, but I just want to enter the... I don't want to enter because I really can't leave work to come and get the tickets, so...
Okay, no problem.
Somebody else, or what if they draw my name, just give them to somebody or whatever.
I will do that. No problem. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, mobile phone is on the list. I'll tell you what. Because of the constraints of time, and I understand that, let's see here. We can probably do, if you can't pick them up at 10:15 this morning, how about this? You can pick them up at 4:15 in the same area. Now, if 4:15 works, let me know if that's better for you. 4:15 would still leave you enough time to get down to the fair. And if that works, we can do that. That's a little less crunch time on getting these tickets for the show tonight. So 4:15 in the same place, in the Meyer parking lot, over by the, I think it's the Tri-Rivers Daycare Center now, used to be Ryan. So if that works better, 4:15, let me know. 740-751-4038. 56 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Name something you use to tell time.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll just throw this one in. I got a sundial. I can tell time on that.
No sundial, but a good guess.
Okay.
No sundial, but not a bad guess. Name something you use to tell time. Clock, watch, sun. Two answers left to go. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the answers? Holy moly, what a day we're having here. Linda Sims comes up next as soon as we leave the air today. 10:15 to noon. Then I believe Adam Lepp is on today, 12:15 to 1 with James Anderson, so that's always nice. Should be a great afternoon of programming right here on WGH Talk. So James Anderson with Adam Lepp, 12:15 to 1, and Linda Sims from, 10:15 to noon today, as soon as I go off the air. Okay. Well, we've got these Clint Black tickets, and here's the deal. If you pick them up, you pick them up. If you don't, you don't. But you can pick them up at either 10:15 this morning or 4:15 tonight in the Meyer parking lot over by the Tri-Rivers Career Center. Okay. Well, over by the daycare center that they have there. Okay, our winner today, our two winners, well, we've got two winners. We've got Judy and we've got Ryan. Okay, Judy and Ryan, you are the winners. You can pick those up at 10:15, or you can pick those up at 4:15 in the Meyer parking lot over by the Dry Rivers Daycare Center over in that area. So 10:15 or 4:15 today, two tickets to Clint Black. All right, let's see here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, I won't be able to pick them up. See if Ryan wants those or somebody.
I will do that.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right. We'll see. There you go. They could end up in somebody else's area today. Tickets to see Clint Black tonight at the Ohio State Fair. You know, hopefully it doesn't rain out tonight. Emily Ann Roberts with Clint Black tonight. All right. We're in the last minute of the program. It's been fun this morning doing the country music trivia with you and certainly the Family Feud. And again, our winner today turns out to be Ryan. Four tickets to Clint Black tonight. You can pick those up at 10:15 this morning. Voice of the People with Linda Sims coming up next from 10:15 to 12 noon. And then we will have Adam and James Anderson from 12:15 to 1 today here on this station. Don't miss anything on here for Love Nor Money. I'll be back tomorrow morning starting at 8:15 a.m. And we've got lots of ticket giveaways and lots of fun on Friday morning and Friday night, so don't go anywhere. For this day, Scott Spears, seeing the taillights, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on that I wore in the car to come to work this morning.
3 minutes in, and we're already on the heater again.
I'm sorry. Killing me here.
No, let me tell the story about the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get into this right away off the bat. Streaming live on the internet at www.www.